Monday of the fourth week of ordinary time. The gospel is Mark 5, 1 to 20. Jesus sets free the possessed man. Jesus and his disciples came to the other side of the sea, to the territory of the Gerasenes. When he got out of the boat, at once a man from the tombs who had an unclean spirit met him. The man had been dwelling among the tombs, and no one could restrain him any longer, even with a chain. In fact, he had frequently been bound with shackles and chains, but the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles smashed, and no one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day, among the tombs and on the hillsides, he was always crying out and bruising himself with stones. Catching sight of Jesus from a distance, he ran up and prostrated himself before him, crying out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you, by God, do not torment me." He had been saying to him, "Unclean spirit, come out of the man." He asked him, "What is your name?" He replied, "Legion is my name. There are many of us." And he pleaded earnestly with him not to drive them away from that territory. Now a large herd of swine was feeding there on the hillside. And they pleaded with him, "Send us into the swine, let us enter them." And he let them, and the unclean spirits came out and entered the swine. The herd of about 2,000 rushed down a steep bank into the sea, where they were drowned. The swineherds ran away and reported the incident in the town and throughout the countryside. And people came out to see what had happened. As they approached Jesus, they caught sight of the man who had been possessed by legion, sitting there clothed and in his right mind. And they were seized with fear. Those who witnessed the incident explained to them what had happened to the possessed man and to the swine. Then they began to beg him to leave the district. And he was getting into the boat when the man who had been possessed pleaded to remain with him. But Jesus would not permit him, but told him instead, "Go home to your family and announce to them all that the Lord in his pity has done for you." Then the man went off and began to proclaim in the Decapolis what Jesus had done for him, and all were amazed. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, this is the first time that Jesus visits non-Jewish territory, and it begins in the same way as in his public ministry among the Jews, with immediate confrontation. And so we see the battle is everywhere, among God's people, the Jews, and also among the pagans. Jesus is always challenged and confronted. Now, this area was doubly unclean because it has tombs, and also because the pigs, which are considered an unclean animal by the Jews. Now, Jesus steps ashore and he's immediately challenged by demonic powers, and these demonic powers have a sway, some kind of control over that area. This is very interesting because we see that the demons are jealous of their territorial rights. Even though they are spirits, they attach themselves to territories, to things, and to persons, to human beings. And in this way is that they can sway power. So this attachment to physical realities is very important to them. Now, what is the consequence for this poor man? He has lost his own personality. These unclean spirits have taken over. So he's unable to function in human society. So he lives cast out in the tombs. And he has this preternatural powers where nobody can contain him. Nobody can hold him. He breaks the chains. He is really a very powerful wild man. So we learn that demonic influence distorts and destroys the image of God in humans. But this possessed people are very dangerous to themselves. You see that he is wounding himself, and they are dangerous also to others. This man is filled with self-hatred and despair, and he's unclothed, which is also a sign of having lost his human dignity. So trying to control him and hold him was futility. But Jesus alone is strong enough to be able to bind Satan and to free this man. The same today. No doctors, no psychologists, no technology, no armies can free us from demons. Only Christ can. And we need to deeply understand this and act accordingly. So we see that this demon-possessed man prostrated himself before Jesus. Why would he do that? Well, he is compelled. Jesus has irresistible authority. And so the demons are desperate. And in their attempt to control Jesus, they actually want to do some kind of powerful invocation against him. And this is amazing. Now listen, look at the gospel. The demons use the name of God against Jesus. They say, "What do you have to do with me?" The demons call him the Son of the Most High God. And in this attempt to control Jesus, they actually prostrate themselves and say, "I adjure you by God, do not torment me." Okay, so the demons are telling Jesus, "I adjure you, I command you," in a very forcible way. And this was a Jewish type of exorcism to cast out demons. So the demons are trying to possess Jesus, to separate him from God. And this is obviously a desperate attempt. Jesus, of course, is unaffected by this, and he stands and commands the spirits to come out. Now, the spirits are asked, "Who are you?" And they say they are legion. Well, legion is an army of Romans. It was about 6,000 men in a legion. And this is another desperate attempt of the demons to scare Jesus, to show like a show of strength. And you would say, why would they be so stupid to confront Jesus in this way? Well, that's the way the demons are. In their pride, in their desperation, they hold on to their power and they're not really mindful of the fact that God is God. And they still are this way today. And in fact, Many people are scared because they act with such audacity and such arrogance that we come to really believe that they're more powerful than God. And that, of course, is a great lie, a great mistake. So, Jesus reprieves them. Jesus tells them to these demons that they must go. And they want them to go to the swine. They want to stay in the territory. So if they have to leave this man, at least they want to stay there in the swine. And that shows again their territorial attachment. And immediately when the Lord accepts that, they go to the swine and they are out of control. And you say, why do they do this? Well, they are out of control. They cannot control their new hosts, and they rush into the sea and they all drown. But what happens next? Well, this has done economic damage to the people that live in that area, because their livelihood was the swine. So when they come and they see what has happened, basically they are confronted by a choice. What is most important? Our brother, who now we see that is gained back his reason, his dignity, he's again clothed, he's back again able to be part of the family, the community. Is that most important? Or is the swine, our livelihood, more important? And obviously they choose the swine to be more important, so they ask Jesus to leave. How terribly sad. He is here to set them free, to bring them back to life, but they are so attached to their livelihood that they're unable to trust Jesus to bring them all back to life. And so with us, we have to trust in the Lord, and sometimes it seems like our business or our ways of life are being challenged by God or are no longer going to be there. And we have to trust in Jesus and love him more and love our brothers more than we love our own interests. Another important teaching here is that salvation is not merely a matter of conversion and a reform of life, but also one of deliverance. Demons must be thrown out and cast out. And that does not mean necessarily that we are possessed, but we are all affected by demons in different ways. Do you have bad habit patterns? Do you know yourself enough to understand that you can have bad attitudes? Do you see it in yourself? Do you see it in others? Well, that's the channels through which the demons are working to oppress you. And in fact, all of us are on the way of more deliverance, of more ability to love, to serve, to know Jesus. And so the battle is won, and we should not fear, but turn to the Lord and trust in his love and mercy. God bless you.